tonight's regularly scheduled council meeting. Due to the coronavirus and the need for social distancing, this meeting is being held remotely and is open to the public by following the instructions on the agenda. We'll start with our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands in one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, justice for all. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This meeting is now called to order. In line with the Borough of Seabright's longstanding policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, I wish to advise you that adequate notice of this regularly scheduled meeting was sent out to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on January 6, 2020. In each instance, the date, time, and location of this meeting were provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. Roll call. Councilmember Birdsall?
Here.
Catalano?
Here.
Bueller? Eckstein?
Here.
Rooney?
Here. Here.
And Mayor Kelly's on the call. All right, first up, we will start off with remarks from the audience. If there's anybody on this call who would like to address the governing body, you've got 3 minutes to do so. Just please state your name and your address, and then the floor is yours. Would anybody like to be heard?
Hi, Mayor. This is Erwin Beedlin.
Good evening. How are you?
Good. Good evening, everybody. 12th Tradewinds Lane, I have two questions. The first one to Joe. Joe, I'm curious if the town has heard anything back on the CAFRA permit and the town's objections for headquarters.
I'll have to yield to Roger. He wrote the letter, but I have not heard anything, Erwin, from CAFRA. I know that most of their coastal enforcement people were furloughed. I don't know if they're back yet, but perhaps Roger has heard back. I have not.
No, Joe, I have not heard anything back from CAFRA, and I'm not sure what their status is at the moment, but we've not gotten any response at all.
Share a little bit. Thank you both. I think you know that the Tradewinds community hired an attorney to address that CAFRA permit. And what's happened now three times is Edgewater has asked for extensions and have basically violated the CAFRA permit limitations that they've had in place. And I think it's basically a stalling tactic. My biggest concern is they don't do that as it relates to moving sand. So hopefully the town is going to continue to stay focused on the objections that it expressed in its letter through its legal, because I think we have a common concern about potential sand movement. So that's it on that. You have another question unless anybody wants to respond to that. Okay, my second question has to do with stipend. There's going to be an ordinance that's discussed later this afternoon or this evening. I don't know whether or not that's questions when it happens, but I do have two questions around that. One is, what is the value of the stipend that's being proposed for future council folks when they get elected? And the second part of that is, are there any supplementary costs that come along with that actual stipend? If it's going to be discussed later, Mayor, that's fine.
If Charlie would like to speak to that.
Erwin, so are you asking, what is the amount of the stipend?
Yes, it wasn't listed in the actual draft of the ordinance that was included in today's meeting note. So I'm curious what the value is going to be.
I'm pretty sure for council it's $2,500, and the mayor would get $3,000. None of the council members or the mayor that are on council now would get any of that. It would have to be for only newly elected members.
Okay, thanks, Charlie. And I think that's a very good approach, is to make it for future elected officials first. Retroactive. I think that's good. And the second part of that is, are there any other supplementary costs that come along with that? I assume it doesn't include any other things that are considered pensionable or related costs other than the stipend itself. Is that correct?
Yes, as far as I know, there's No other cost. I mean, we would be issued a check at the end of the year, and if we wanted to accept it, we could. It would be ours, and if we didn't want to accept it, we could sign the back of it and give it back to the borough or donate it to the Seabright Seniors, Dune Grass Committee, anything, but I don't think there's anything else involved in it.
Just for clarification, it does state there in the ordinance 3-14A that the salary ordinance will be set by resolution from the borough council. So you should see this come through again with the actual numbers. If I'm reading that correct.
I believe it was on the last agenda we had. I thought that we had included the numbers on the last agenda.
The way Kevin's exactly right, what you just said, it would be a future council in January would have to adopt the resolution setting forth what the council stipend is for the new members. Okay, Kevin's right.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Anything else, Howard? Hey, Jack.
Just got on. Yeah, I had a little trouble.
Yeah, Jack, we're just sending remarks from the audience period right now.
Okay, thank you.
Erwin, do you have anything else? Would anybody else in the call like to be heard? All right, hearing nobody else, we can move on to our consent agenda. Would anyone like to make a motion to approve the items on the consent agenda?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All right. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Lextine?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
Yes.
All right. The consent agenda is approved.
Hey, Mayor, can we just point out with the consent agenda that we just approved the municipal aid program for road improvements, and we awarded that to Avakian at a substantial savings. The two quotes we received was for $77,900 and $46,000. Because we followed our practice of going out for multiple bids, we saved, well, you know, over $30,000. So that's kudos to the town, and I think it's a great policy for us to continue to follow in high range bids like this.
Yeah, no, thanks for pointing out, Mark. Good point.
I agree.
All right, on to ordinance number 8-2020, an ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 3 Administrative Code of the Code of the Borough of Seabright, providing for stipends for elected officials. Would anyone like to make a motion to open the public hearing this ordinance?
I'll make that motion.
All right, Charlie. Second? Anyone second this?
I'll second it.
All right, that was Sam. Roll call. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
No.
All right, would anyone like to...
Don, you don't want to open to the public?
All right, it's so...
Yeah, I just want to open to the public. That's okay.
Would anyone like to be heard on this ordinance? Anyone from the public? I know we heard from Erwin already, but now you can, anyone else on the call like to comment on this? All right, I'll make a motion to close the public hearing on ordinance number 8-2020.
I'll make that motion to close.
Second, Kevin.
All right, thanks, Kevin. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Lextine?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
Yes.
All right, would anyone like to make a motion to adopt ordinance 8-2020?
I'll make the motion if no one else is going to make it.
All right, Mark, thanks. Anyone else?
I'll second it.
All right, thanks, Jack. Councilmember Burnzall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Mueller?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
Yes.
All right, the motion's adopted. On to a public hearing about the Monmouth County Municipal Open Space Grant Program. We've discussed this recently. It's a matching grant program we're applying to, and Frank Lawrence, I believe you are on the call to speak about this. So if you are on the call, feel free to kick it off.
All right. Yes, thank you, Mayor. As you know, we've discussed this on many occasions, and this will be the phase two for the park development. And I think some of the important things to understand is, number one, there's really been no substantive changes to the plan since it was originally presented to the community, starting with the beautification committee and then on several meetings with the council. The only thing that was added was a fence along Ocean Avenue, and that was at the recommendation of our risk manager and the GIF to provide for safety along Ocean Avenue. So that was the only add-on. Anything else is very minor in terms of any changes to it. So at this stage, we have completed phase one of it, of the with the original grant from Monmouth County Open Space. We're going to go forward for phase two, which is a total of $160,000, which requires an $80,000 match. Monmouth Conservation Foundation is continuing to work with us to hope to hopefully obtain the majority of those funds. Anybody has any questions? Certainly happy to answer any of them.
Frank, just to mention, phase two would be the plantings, the gazebo, and the irrigation system. Is that correct?
That is correct. And the electrical service as well, which is really part of the gazebo. It just provides power for lighting and a few receptacles at the gazebo itself.
Is the irrigation involved?
Yes, that would be as part of phase two.
That's pretty necessary.
It's actually stayed greener than we probably would have considered, given that there was no irrigation at all. The grass actually looks, although it's not a lot of grass, and it is grass. I guess we got just enough water to keep it alive.
Can I add, Mayor, that just to put it in perspective, it's $160,000 for this phase two. Our commitment would be 80. As Frank said, Monmouth Conservation is trying to raise funds to offset any contribution for the borough. But however, if they fall short in 2021 budget, if you wish to proceed, we'd have to supplement whatever is missing from the Monmouth Conservation Foundation fundraising. However, we're getting it for less than half, and we would have to do a capital improvement bond or funding to complete the project.
Yeah, thanks for pointing that out, Joe. Yeah, understood. Yeah, we've been pretty lucky with this project overall. You know, we, of course, it's a Blue Acres project originally, so that was given back to the township, and then we got quite a bit of funds in round one, and hopefully this one round is successful too. So, so far so good.
I just, Frank, I just have one question, a little technical point. There will be no enclosed building with this, as I understand it. So will our electrical hookups there be secured in some sort of a lockbox or something?
That can certainly be done. There's not a lot of electric power required for the space, but certainly we can have the junction box locked.
Okay. No, just a little minor point, that's all.
Yeah, no, that's a good thought.
And before we open it to the public, anyone else on the council have any questions for Frank? All right, would anyone like to make a motion to open a public hearing?
So moved.
I'll make a motion.
All right, that was Jack and John. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
Yes.
Would anybody from the public like to be heard on this, grant?
Hi, Mayor. This is Erwin Cooper again. Just two comments. One, I want to thank the team that helped put this together. The drawing that was made and the package that was sent out in advance is absolutely beautiful. All involved, I seem very proud of the accomplishment. Do you anticipate?
Thank you, Erwin. We're having trouble hearing you.
Yeah, sorry, Erwin. That was one of the drawbacks of these meetings. We couldn't hear you very well. It was working out pretty badly.
Okay, I'll try again. Did the team hear me? Those involved. Okay, let me try again. Mayor, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, just very quickly, I want to thank the team involved in this. I think this park is going to be a tremendous asset for the town. It's one of the first things you see when you come into Seabright, and I just want to say that we very much appreciate it, and all involved, I think, should be very proud of the outcome of this. A quick question for Frank is whether or not he anticipates any problems associated with the bridge construction adjacent to the park itself.
So the plan for the bridge construction is that it will not impact the park until they are demolishing the current bridge. So we're several years away. At the time of the demolition, they will take about a third of the park, that part of it closest to the bridge itself, to use as staging. And they will be required to return it to the existing state in which they found it. So we have done a couple of things just to ensure that it's going to come out the way we want it. And in addition to that, that land that the current bridge lands on, where that road is, will now be an addition to the park. And we'll be able to... The county, it would actually still be county property, as I understand it, would actually finish that section of it off. So we'll get an extension to it. So we'll probably have about 6 months of disruption to about a third of the park, which they'll need to do protection for. They'll be fencing it off. They will also be improving the bulkhead for that part of it. There's actually... The area closest to the bridge is actually not state property. So they are required to fix the bulkhead and elevate it to the proper level at this stage. So we'll actually benefit from it, although we will have a period of time where we don't have full access to the park.
Excellent, Frank. Thank you very much. Appreciate the comment.
Yeah, thanks. That was a good Q&A, gentlemen. Thank you. Anyone else like to be heard on this? All right, I'd like to make a motion
to close the public portion.
All right, Mark, thanks. Second?
Second, Kevin.
All right, Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Bueller?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
Yes.
All right, so close, and on to resolution 156, 2020. authorizing the borough of Seabrook to submit a grant application to the Monmouth County Municipal Open Space Grant.
Mayor, 153, right?
Let me see, did I misspeak? It looks like 156 in my agenda.
In the revised, it's in the revised agenda that was sent out yesterday. The number changed to 156.
Oh, okay. All right, so 156. Okay, sorry.
That's right. You want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution 156.
Second, Kevin.
All right. Councilmembers Birdsall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Bueller?
Yes.
Blackstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
Yes.
All right, resolution has been adopted. On to vouchers in the amount of $328,170.09. Is there anyone who would like to make a motion to approve this voucher list?
Brian, I just had one question on the voucher list again. Just real quick, I'm seeing another number on there from Intron for another $9,000. I mean, I'm from the past three sets of vouchers that we've had here, we're looking at like $27,000 for Intron over the past 3 months or so. I mean, is that correct, or is this just being repeated over and over again? It's $9,000.
It's more than that.
Joe, you have any comment on
that? More than that,
Ken. I'm not quite sure about the voucher, Councilman Birdsall. All I know is that Intron has been in there for this COVID-19 almost on a weekly basis, trying to set up other systems. We are submitting their bills to the CARE program to get reimbursement for them.
Next question. Okay.
Maybe Frank has an idea on the last bill. I don't know what the invoices are completely in for. Perhaps I'm going to make a note to get back to you, but please get to me before the meeting and I will try to have an answer for these meetings.
Kevin, I know that some of those bills are from a while ago. There was some confusion regarding exactly what budgets they should be up against. So, and there are recurring charges. You know, all of our internet and support for this process is a monthly bill. So, you will see them every single month. We do that coming in. That's part of the initial conversation with them. But I do know that there were several of these bills that were actually from quite a few months ago, and those were pretty much COVID related. There were some new computer systems. There were some OEM charges. So I know there was certainly some confusion about that.
Yeah, I noticed these started somewhere around March or April, and it seemed like to be a recurring $9,000-$10,000 for every voucher list. So I was just curious if this is going to be a recurring thing or if this was just COVID related. And if it is just COVID related, Joe answered my questions about using the CARE funding to get that those bills paid for. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. With that said, would anyone like to make the motion to approve the voucher list?
So moved. Yes.
Second.
All right. Councilman Birdsall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Bueller?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
Yes.
All right. That's been approved. Also, I know we discussed, I spoke with Charlie earlier, the consideration to extend our beach season this year through September in light of the fact that, especially with COVID, we've had a very busy season, and our goal would be to keep our beaches guarded and so forth. So would you guys like to discuss that, or anyone want to make a motion to extend our beach season to the end of September? Add it to the agenda, that is. It's not on the agenda right now, so it would be a motion to add that resolution.
I think it's a good idea.
I'll make a motion.
I'll make a motion to add Resolution 157-2020 to the agenda, to extending the beach season through September 30th, 2020.
All right, do we have a second on that?
Second.
Second.
All right, I think that was
John.
Mr. Schwartz first. All right, so council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Giller?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
Yes.
All right, we've successfully extended our beach season through the rest of September. All right, we are on to mayor and council committee comments. Does anyone on the governing body who wants to speak about their respective committees or anything else? Feel free to I would just announce your name first, and then the floor is yours.
Councilman Rooney, just on the education, I just want our residents to know that we are continuing try to move forward here with our situation. We're working on getting some legislation written to maybe help our situation. But I just want everybody to know that we are going to continue to try to better our situation here with Shore Regional and Oceanport. Other than that, I'm progress, Mayor.
All right. Thank you thoroughly.
This is Kevin. This is Kevin. I just want to say thank you to the DPW crew for keeping our beaches and our town clean. They've been working extra hard this year due to COVID. We've gotten a lot more people in town, a lot more garbage, and they've been doing an excellent job keeping everything clean. So I just want to say thank you to them.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Kevin. Thanks for following their work.
This is John Schwartz for the beach. I want to thank Don and his team. Looks like our revenue might meet his goal, which was $1.2 million. So I'm hoping our taxes go down next year. But he's got an awesome team, and he's a good leader, and he deserves a lot of thanks, maybe even a bonus.
Yeah, we all agree with you there too, John. Very lucky.
He started early in the year, before he was even required, wrote the whole COVID study and the plan on how we were going to handle it, and he's carried it out. He's done a great job. We're lucky.
Yeah, he and his team have done a great job for sure. We've had considering everything, we've had a great year at the beach.
Just, this Jack, just one quick comment. Frank Lawrence has been working on that cybersecurity matter, and just awaiting for the official written confirmation from the GIF that we are now in compliance. And as I stated on a previous occasion, with that certification, our maximum exposure to a cybersecurity breach, speaking financially, would be $2,500 versus $25,000. So appreciate the work Frank's done on it, and we should be all set to go once I get the written letter.
Hey, Jack.
That's probably something that Intron worked on.
Most likely, yes.
Yes, John, that's correct. That is one of Intron's jobs.
Anyone else want to speak about the committees? I'll just give a quick update. I think most of you know, but I believe Friday, the state officially is permitting 25% capacity indoor dining. So hopefully that kicks off successfully and helps some of our businesses further in town and in the county. Hopefully there aren't any issues, and the state will be able to obviously open up further than that, beyond 25%, as summer and fall fade out here. So I wish everybody luck with that. I was invited to, and I attended last night, the Tigger House Foundation. They had an annual overdose awareness day. So they're an organization, a local county-based one. Basically, they're here to educate everybody to addiction and the threat of overdose. And they also highlighted that, you know, Monmouth County, the state, of course, but Monmouth County in particular, has a pretty, you'd be surprised at how many people do die from overdoses every year. And 2020 in particular, my guess is partially due to COVID, that it's actually increased from last year. So it was a nice event over in Shrewsbury. A lot of other officials there and a lot of people attended it, but I just wanted to highlight that, that it was a nice little ceremony they had. And well played out.
Did they put up those purple flags?
Yeah, they did. They contacted all the neighboring towns and invited mayors to go there. And they also asked if we had a park. So I recommended right over the Seabright Bridge there. And that's what they did last Friday, I believe. So, and then they'll collect. But yeah, that's exactly what that was. That was nice. No, they're very hard working and very dedicated.
Oh, that was good because that catches your eye as soon as you come in.
Yeah. Yeah, I said that was the best park we had right there.
Yeah.
But, all right, any other comments, anybody? All right, so without that, the next up, we'll be going into an executive session, and then once we come out, we're not going to take any more formal action, so this will be closing out our public portion of the meeting. So thank anyone who's on the call. And with that said, would anyone like to make a motion to enter in a closed session?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. So, I'll jump on a call in a few minutes.